Ugh, my doorman is such a creep. Did you see him leering at me? God. It's all your fault, Daddy, for picking out a backless gown. You always have to put me in something I can't wear a bra with. Oh, right. You're greeting. Sorry. Good evening, Daddy. I'm here to serve your cock. The gown? Yeah, it's nice. I didn't recognize the name on the tag, though. Some new and upcoming designer? No, I didn't Google it. I forgot the name. What am I doing? I'm texting my sister. Yeah, I know the no phones rule, but we're just driving. It's no big deal. I need a new one, by the way. The screen on this one is getting all fucky. Can we go to the Apple store soon? Fine. I'm putting it away. Jeez. So, where are we going anyway? Ooh, a surprise. Come on, these fancy shindigs are basically all the same. Whether it's a fundraiser or the ballet, is there really much of a difference? Excited? Not especially. I mean, we've been to so many of these lately, it's hard for me to muster up much excitement at this point. Yeah, I used to. Of course, I used to at first. It was fun being your shiny new arm candy, watching you show off your hot, young plaything, and I loved whispering dirty things in your ear and making you squirm in front of your bougie rich friends. And watching the wives clutch their pearls at our scandalous age difference while their pervy husbands drooled over me. Sorry, your colleagues. Remember that first gala you brought me to? I remember chatting with a few of your colleagues when you walked up behind me. You whispered in my ear that I had exactly 2 minutes to put my panties in your hand or I'd be punished. And that you'd be timing me. I had no idea where the restroom was. I finally panicked and ducked around a corner to slip them off. My heart was pumping out of my chest. Anyone could have walked by. God, that was so fucking hot. I was so wet the rest of the night. I was terrified people could smell it on me. Things were more exciting when we could pull off stuff like that. Back when I was just some pretty face they might never see again. I couldn't take a risk like that now. They all know me as your girlfriend, not some casual fling. I actually have to face these people again. Oh, we're here already? What? No valet parking? Okay. Wait. Where are we? Okay. Now I want to know what's going on. Why are we parked in this tiny back alley and it's in such a sketchy looking neighborhood? Is this one of those secret underground BDSM parties? Daddy, are you eyes wide shutting me? Okay then, Mr. Mysterious, keep your secrets. What do you mean this is it? This is it? What is this? We're just standing in the middle of a dark, dirty alley in a shitty neighborhood. I don't get it. Where's the party? There is no party. A lesson. What lesson? Daddy, what are you talking about? Spoiled? How have I been acting spoiled? I haven't even... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... No, Daddy, I won't talk back again. Neil, here. But Daddy, my new dress... This gutter is drain water running all down. No, I'm sorry, of course. Of course, I'll get on my knees for you, Daddy. Whenever you want. Wherever you want. Yeah, a little. Sorry, but yes, it's a brand new dress, and so I'm a little upset. The dress I, what? Never thanked you for? Didn't I? I thought I at least meant to. I remember wanting to tell you how much I loved it. When I first slipped it on, it felt so good. I could feel the fabric clinging to me so delicately. When I looked in the mirror and saw how perfectly it was accentuated, the soft, sloping curves of my body, the slit along the side going all the way up my thigh, and the tiny, delicate straps that make it seem like the front is held onto me by magic. As if one wrong move or a gust of wind, I'd be completely naked from the waist up. And the color, it's so beautiful. I really did mean to thank you, Daddy, and tell you how much I love this gown. And the shoes, they match perfectly. And the necklace. Oh, Daddy, you have such elegant taste. I should have told you before now, and as soon as I got in the car, I must have been distracted. No, I was ungrateful and spoiled, just like you said. Did I even thank you for the last one, or the one before that? Oh my God, Daddy, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been horrible. I've been a spoiled, ungrateful little brat. Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. The way I've been acting, what you must think of me. Oh, God. Please forgive me, Daddy. You can punish me as much as you need to, please. If I wasn't already on my knees, I'd get down and beg you for your forgiveness. Please, Daddy, please. I'll do anything, anything. I'll be such a good girl from now on, you'll see. I'll show you just how thankful I am for you, how much I appreciate everything that you do for me. Whatever you want, whatever it takes, I'll do it. Whatever the punishment, I'll endure it. You'll see, Daddy, I'll show you. Yes, Daddy, I'll do whatever you want. Repeat after you. Okay. I am Daddy's dirty little whore. And no matter how elegantly I'm dressed, or how expensive the jewelry I wear, or how graceful and sophisticated I look, I'll never ever forget. I'm nothing but a dirty back alley whore. And here is where I belong. On my knees in a nasty, grimy gutter. Like the cheap, sleazy little slut I am. With Daddy's cock in my mouth. Now suck my. Oh. Oh, right. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for letting me make it up to you. I'll suck it so good for you. I'll show you how sorry I am for being such a spoiled, ungrateful, naughty little girl. You're so hard for me already. You must really like seeing me like this, don't you, Daddy? Does it turn you on to have me on my knees? Dressed up all fancy in an elegant designer gown, kneeling in this filthy drain water of this dirty back alley gutter. You like me looking so sophisticated and refined while devouring your hard cock like a cheap, depraved whore.
So do I. My pussy is so fucking wet, Daddy. Let me show you what a dirty cock hungry whore I am under all this grace and elegance. See, Daddy, I'm such a dirty little slut for you. You fuck my mouth like a stupid little slut I am. Thank you for showing me back to my place, Daddy. I am a dirty little whore. All the spit and pre-cum that dripped off my chin. Oh no, the gown fit me so perfectly around the hips, I didn't want any panty lines. There. Now I can turn around and get down on all fours, and you can come fuck me from behind without getting dirt all over your pants. Daddy, I really am such a filthy whore for you. Completely naked and nothing but my heels and jewelry down on my hands and knees on the dirty ground of this grungy alley like a common street corner whore. While you're back there fucking me, I think you should spank me. Spank me for being such a dirty, ungrateful little bitch. Oh, yeah. Daddy, your cock feels so good. Yeah. Punish my little pussy, Daddy. Oh, fuck, Daddy, I'm close. Please. Please, may I come? Please, Daddy. I know I don't deserve it, but I want to come so fucking good. My tight, slutty little pussy needs to come. Please, Daddy. Fuck, I'm so close. Please, Daddy. Please. No, Daddy, please. But if I can. Oh, no, 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 Daddy. Please, give it back. Please, I need it. You're right. I don't deserve it. I've been such a spoiled little brat. Over there. Yes, Daddy. Is this where you want me, Daddy? With my back against the dumpster? Fuck me up against this dumpster like the trash that I am, Daddy. Fuck. Fuck me so hard. I love it when you bottom out on me, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, make me your dirty little dumpster slut. Fuck. Close, Daddy, may I please fucking come? Daddy, please make me come against this filthy dumpster like the dirty where I am. Yeah, I can come. Oh, when you come. Fucking so fucking close. Yeah, I can hold it. I can hold it out for you, Daddy. Oh, fuck, please come. As soon as you start bumping your hot load into me, I'm gonna fucking explode. Can you feel how tightly I am squeezing your big, thick cock, Daddy? Can you feel how hard I'm about to come? Right on the edge, Daddy, please. Dump your cum in my tight, hungry little pussy. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I can feel you coming. Oh my god. Yeah. Fucking flood my cum, Daddy. Fuck. Oh my god, I love it when you make me go brainless for you, Daddy. Holy fuck. That was so fucking hot. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, your tuxedo jacket is so warm with your body heat. You're gonna carry me back to the car. I love this. Your strong arms scooping up my head and resting me gently on your chest. Oh, wait, my dress. I'm sure it just needs like a dry cleaning. No, Daddy, I don't want a new one. I'm grateful for the one that I have. I'd like to keep it to always remind me of this night. Is that okay? Thank you, Daddy. Yep, you just squat down just a little. I can just reach it. Got it. Thank you, Daddy. For the dress. And the shoes and the jewelry. And for tonight. I'm so grateful to have you, Daddy. For everything you do for me. I'll never forget it. Never again.